For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. Wisconsin, along with 16 other states and the District of Columbia, have filed a lawsuit over the latest U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency policy. ICE says international students taking online-only courses must leave the country or risk deportation. Most campuses have yet to announce their fall plans, but many are planning to include a hybrid of in-person and online classes, with the idea being should a COVID spike take place, students could shift to online only. Nearly 7,000 students attending UW's Madison and Milwaukee could be impacted by the new rule. UW Stevens Point assessments say that 84 international students there account for $2.2 million in tuition, whereas in UW Madison, that number is $180 million in tuition fees and housing. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. The same day Dane County's mask mandate took effect, the Milwaukee Common Council unanimously approved a mask ordinance for anyone over the age of 3 to go in effect on Thursday. The council also unanimously approved a separate proposal to provide free masks to Milwaukee residents. The Milwaukee Health Commissioner will be setting up a system to provide free masks to citizens who request one. There will be exceptions to the new rules, such as people with chronic upper respiratory issues and people whose religious beliefs keep them from wearing a mask. Owners and operators of spaces open to the public will be charged with making sure people who enter those buildings are compliant. In both Dane County and the City of Milwaukee, violations will not be dealt with by the police, but by response teams and health inspectors. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. The City of Milwaukee is boosting pay for poll workers from $130 to $230 a day. The boost in pay is thanks to a $2.5 million grant. The city aims to have 171 polling places in place for the August primary and the November general election. That said, there will still be 15 early voting locations, and the elections commissioner says the safest way to vote is still by mail. Highs today in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies and a chance of rain this evening. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms forecast, a high of 81 in Milwaukee and a high of 75 in Madison. Thursday, highs once again in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Madison Metropolitan School District Board of Education voted on Monday night to approve the contract for new superintendent Dr. Carlton Jenkins. They also voted to move forward with a pair of referendums. The first is a $33 million operating referendum for attracting and retaining high-quality educators. The second is a $317 million referendum on building renovations and a new elementary school. Highs today in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies, a chance of rain this evening. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms forecast with a high of 81 in Milwaukee, a high of 75 in Madison. Thursday, highs once again in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The family of the late Joel Acevedo, along with protesters, joined in solidarity yesterday outside the Milwaukee County Courthouse to call for the release of body cam footage from officers responding to the home of Milwaukee police officer Michael Mattioli back in April following a house party. The family is being represented by Benjamin Crump, who is also representing the family of George Floyd. The footage shows officers responding to the call and finding Mattioli holding Acevedo in a chokehold. Acevedo died a week later from his injuries. Highs today in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies and a chance of rain this evening. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms forecast with a high of 81 in Milwaukee, a high of 75 in Madison. Thursday, highs once again in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.